Thank you for joining us this afternoon. We'll catch up with the editor-at-large with the Australian newspaper, Paul Kelly, about superannuation and how you can make a lot of money or lose a lot of money depending on your arrangements. We'll speak to Paul in about 10 minutes from now. Let's go live right now to whale watching Sydney, because I told you that there is a whale that seems to be caught in rope or netting just off North Bondi, and on board right now is Annie. Annie, hello.
Hello, Ben.
How's the whale going? I'm just looking at the live images coming in from Channel 9. It seems like it's still caught up, is it?
Look, no, there's some good news, Ben. What happened was the whale has been wrapped up in rope right from the front of the, right up at its nose end, right down to the tail fluke, and then it was dragging a fish trap after it. The poor thing was exhausted. It was just sitting on the surface. It had no energy. It couldn't do anything. So it's been like that for some time. Our guys on board have actually got, we have reported this, of course, to Orca, and we've got a whale rescue team on the way, but they haven't arrived yet. So in the meantime, what we've done is been able to get involved and cut some of the lines, and we've cut the line particularly that had the fish trap dragging off it, so that's no longer dragging. And we've also been able to release the line around its head so that it's moving much more freely now. It's not dragging anything.
I did notice about 5 minutes ago or so that it seemed to be free compared to what I'd seen about five
Absolutely.
Minutes or so before that.
Yeah.
So that's when you managed to cut that fish trap off the back and remove the net from its mouth.
Yes, what's happened, it's all line, there's no net, but yes, there's a lot of line.
Okay.
And we've noticed a change in behaviour already.
Like, all right, and what is it? Is it fishing line or it's rope?
Look, I can't tell you exactly what it is, but
it's certainly
rope of some type.
Yeah, okay.
And there's a heck of a lot of it all wrapped around there. So this is the danger of having bits of rogue nets and ropes floating around in our oceans and even shark nets.
Mm.
I saw a calf die off Newport Beach a few years ago.
And you guys seem to be sticking reasonably close so that you can just track its whereabouts so that when you do have that crew arrive, you can point them in the right direction. Is that the case?
We've given them the ladder along direction. They know exactly where it is. We're actually starting to move away from it now because there's really nothing more that we can do at this stage.
Yeah.
I think the whale actually has a chance now.
Okay.
And I don't think it did the way it was.
Well done to the whole team there on Whale Watching Sydney, because I've been watching it from up in the sky because Nine News has got its chopper on the whole thing. And through the wonders of the internet, I'm sitting here and I looked over at my screen right at the start of the show and I thought, hang on a moment. This looks like there's a whale in distress, but it appears to be a lot better now than it was at the start of the show.
It is. It's not perfect. There's still lying around it, but it's a heck of a lot better than it was.
Good on you, Annie. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ben.
We appreciate it. So there you go, Annie, who's on board Whale Watching Sydney. For the Brisbane listeners and others listening around Australia, I'm sure you'd understand that when you've got a beautiful animal like that in distress, that it doesn't matter where you're listening, people are concerned about it. And it appears to be a lot better now compared to about 15 or 20 minutes ago.